All right, episode 620 of the That Being Said podcast with the Jarjour brothers. I'm Sammy.
And I'm George. And sorry today we did not go live and direct from the Sond Hub. We're just pre-recording this podcast. But Sammy has something really exciting to tell you about a new feature and concept we're doing on this podcast starting next episode.
Apology. Wasn't expecting the apology for not going live, but we're apologizing, I see.
Well, the only reason we're apologizing is but to make sure you know that we're not going live. So we don't have to retweet it. Usually we retweet this on accounts. You give her
Oh, I
behind the
see.
scenes, and I just opened up to retweet, and
You
there's
could
nothing
have
to
just said
retweet.
that casually and be like, you know what? I was just before I asked him, you got to retweet this so we get started. And you could have just hit me with the, oh, by the way, we're not live.
Yeah,
Sound really
I
cool.
realized that after I went on Twitter and I was in the middle of my sentence.
You can find us at thesportsontap.com. You can find the podcast at PodThat on Instagram and Twitter, and you can find at the Sports on Tap on all platforms to follow us and check us out. If you search the Sports on Tap, you'll find all our podcasts, including Stuff That Matters with me, Sammy Jarjour, and Just Talk Pod with George Jarjour. And new concept we're going to start doing here is basically going to be siblings. Stories and siblings and sports is what we're going to start with until we start getting some good stories about ourselves that are very interesting or about you guys sending in suggestions to us. Tweet it at us, send us Instagram DMs. We'll set up an email for it or something too. And send us your great sibling stories. They don't even have to be related to sports, but if you have funny competitive stories with your siblings, go ahead and send those in. Or just send us interesting stories about you and your siblings, funny, crazy, whatever it may be. We're gonna start off every single show either talking about a sibling story because this is a podcast with the Jarjour brothers. We're siblings doing the sports radio game or sports podcasting game. So we thought it'd be fun to start every single episode from now on with a sports story that with a sports sibling story or with a sibling story in general that's sent in by you guys. So for some weeks, if we don't got any stories or whatnot, maybe we'll just talk about some siblings in sports and throw in some different stuff. But in the meantime, send us in your suggestions.
Yeah, I love it. And if you know what, if you don't have any siblings, you're your only child, but you got a cousin, you got a really good best friend that you consider your brother, we'll accept those stories too. We do not discriminate against only siblings.
Only child.
Only child, yeah.
Only siblings.
I meant to say we're not inclusive to only siblings.
Okay, you said don't
That's
discriminate against only siblings. I was like, huh, interesting.
it all works out. Anyway, today's podcast is gonna be fun, Sammy.
About to flip a coin.
We're about to flip a coin. So just a little backstory on the Just Talk podcast that I do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Monday, I redrafted all 32 teams' NFL quarterbacks. So kind of me and Sammy talked about an idea what we thought would be fun. So we're going to redraft the whole entire NBA. So we're going to reverse order from worst to first this year. So the first pick would go to the Golden State Warriors. They can draft anyone in the league to restart their franchise with. And we're going to flip a coin to see who gets the first pick of a draft. Are we doing this snake style? One, two. So the person who gets first gets second and third? Or are we gonna go?
It's
No,
one by
just
one.
okay. Cool.
There's only two of us.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan, heads or tails?
All right. I'm gonna go
I'm
heads.
gonna reach for that knife. All right, we're going up.
Riveting television here.
Tails. No,
Tails.
we're not on television.
But like I'm saying, if it was television, it'd be riveting.
Actually, a television would be.
Huh?
It'd be bad radio. Good television.
Yeah. Actually, it'd be
It
good.
would be riveting television. Tails. So is that me?
I said heads, right?
Yep.
Yep,
All
so
right.
you got the first pick. You represent, Sammy, the Golden State Warriors.
And for those that don't know, we basically just did worst to best records in the NBA.
Right,
exactly.
Right. So,
Warriors would have the first
Warriors would
pick
have the first pick
technically
technically right now.
right now. It was a
It was a
toss-up
toss-up
between
between
Zion
Zion
and
and
Giannis.
Giannis. I'm
I'm going
going
Giannis.
Giannis. Just
Okay.
because one reason I'm taking Giannis. They both have longevity right now, both young. My only concern with Zion is health.
Yep.
So I'm going with Giannis
Giannis,
based
based
on
on
the
the fact
fact
that
that I can't recall him having an injury in his career yet,
I mean,
right?
he's had a
I
couple bang ups, but
mean,
nothing
nothing
really
really
like
very
serious.
LeBron-esque so far.
Very,
Zion
yes.
missed his
This is his entire
entire
first
first season
season
almost.
almost.
Right.
So the way he's built, and I see Giannis take those progression steps. Don't know if Zion has him in him. I'm assuming he does. Zion was easily my second choice. But I had to go with Giannis first.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing here is this is Golden State Zion. This would be a pretty fun place for Zion to be at and play in the NBA in general. I just think it'd be a lot of fun.
I took Giannis.
Sorry. All right. Well, I have the second overall pick.
I think Giannis is even greater job. I like Giannis.
At Golden State, yeah, that could be a possibility. You never really know if it'll happen. Well, my second pick, and see, one thing I did with these picks is if this team actually had the pick, who they take, right? So I'm not even going with the guy who's on my board right now. The second pick, the Cleveland Cavaliers have to take LeBron James. He's a local kid. Obviously, he's played for Cleveland twice in his career. And if Cleveland had the chance, they're taking the local hometown hero. They're taking the guy that they would, you know, who won them a championship. Do you think they'd pass on LeBron, Sammy, here?
For Zion? Maybe.
Maybe, but at the end of...
We're considering age, right?
I'm also just considering this guy is Cleveland. LeBron James is Cleveland. So I think Cleveland would end up taking LeBron.
All right.
So this is more of a pick. By the way, he's not even... Zion's not even second on my board. This vote is the guy. So you got the third pick.
Well, I was going to take LeBron third. So now that you left Zion on the board... I'm taking Zion. So I'm starting off my team with the number one pick, Giannis, number three pick, Zion.
So where is Zion going here?
To the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay, I can see him in that jersey color.
It's kind of the same as him being with the Pelicans, you know? And I'm writing these down of who I'm getting to, just for fun.
Okay, cool.
I started off with Giannis and Zion. We'll see which GM had a better draft at that.
All right. Well, that brings me to the fourth pick. So all four top four guys are going to be off the board now. I'm taking Luka Doncic with the fourth pick. And it goes like my draft board. And this is like, and Luka would be going to, I believe, Atlanta here, where he probably should have went in the regular draft too, but they went with Trae Young instead of him. And there, it's always going to be, I think Trae Young is going to have a great career, but I mean, Luka versus, you know, Trae Young, I think Luka's going to be an MVP one day in this league. And my top four on my draft order was Giannis 1, Luka 2, Zion 3, LeBron 4. And it goes to, and it's, I mean, it's a debate a lot of people have. Would you rather have Luka or Zion? And it seems like I go on the Luka side a little more. You're more on the Zion side. I don't think you can go wrong with either one of these guys. But you're a little bit higher on Zion long-term than Luka, it seems like.
I mean, I think that's... Yeah. I think 99% of people might be.
No, there was a GM survey in the NBA right in the middle of the season that, and it was about 50-50 exactly.
Yeah, we'll see how that changes next year. I mean, I love Luka, but he's not... He was eighth on my list, so... There's a couple other guys that are also pretty young still that I'd probably take because I feel like it's more of a guarantee of having success for the next 5 to 7 years.
But they're not younger than Luka, right?
No, but they're also young.
Okay. Yeah. No, and for me, this is my top four now that they're all gone was Giannis 1, Luka 2, Zion 3, LeBron 4. So I went with LeBron, too, just because of a Cleveland factor, but I don't actually have him as my second guy I'd start a franchise with.
I have him as my third. Okay. I think we see these things a lot differently because I'm not – as a GM, if I'm picking for this team, I'm not only going for the guy that's young because there's a possibility of him being good for 10 years. If I can take who I am taking fourth or fifth to the Pistons, if I can take a guy like Steph Curry for the next 5 years – I have a way more surefire shot of winning a championship than the possibility of Luka panning out to win a championship is how I see it. Luka might win a championship.
Yeah.
Luka might be good enough to win a championship. So will Zion maybe. But Steph Curry for the next 4 years in Detroit has just as good of a shot as maybe Luka over the next 10 years.
Okay, that's a very fair way to look at it. And it's funny. So you're taking Steph Curry fifth with the Detroit Pistons. And it's kind of funny because my guy, I mean, we both like LeBron and Steph, but like I guess Steph has always been like my guy, and LeBron's always been your guy, and I ended up with LeBron, and you ended up with Steph, which is kind of funny. And you had Steph way higher than me. We said we'd give out. I had Steph seventh on my list, just because he's over 30 now. I feel like he's gonna last a long time in the league, but I don't know how long he's gonna last. Is he gonna turn into Ray Allen, Boston for a long time, or is he gonna be that dominant guy? I think he has two more years of like. Maybe three of really high level basketball, but yeah, like you said, even those 4 years, he might be able to win you a championship.
Yeah, I mean, let's just take a look at a lot of these guys that are going to come off the list, like the Damian Lillards of the world, the James Hardens of the world, and you know, whoever Anthony Davis before he joined the Lakers of the world. There is a lot of really good young talent, even Giannis, who's already at the board. That doesn't win championships yet.
Yeah.
Because even in their first five, 6 years. So as a GM, if I'm trying to keep my job and I can take Steph Curry or I can take the possibility of, you know, of Zion panning out, I'm even considering maybe a Steph Curry or a LeBron James before a Zion because it's like, shit, we might get that championship and I got my GM job now for the next 20 years.
Yeah, no, that's very fair way to look at it.
That's why I take Curry there, and I had Luka down at 8, and I guess we'll get to why here shortly, but I have Curry going to the Pistons.
Well, see, the funny thing is, even if I had Curry a little lower on the list, if you didn't take Curry with the next pick as the New York Knicks, I was going to take Steph Curry, because Steph Curry in the Garden, they're not passing up on him.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was good.
I have somebody else specifically for the Garden.
Yeah, but and I have the same guy for the Garden for you. Now, the right pick here is Kawhi Leonard at number six, in my opinion. But for the Garden, they're going Anthony Davis. Is that the same guy you had? I'm going Anthony Davis. No, it wasn't.
I have Kawhi at fifth, but you haven't taken him yet, right?
Right. It was him and I have Kawhi 6, Anthony Davis 5.
We'll go through our top 10 later. Yeah. It doesn't get complicated here. So let me recap just because I think I just made it complicated. I took Giannis at 1. You took LeBron 2 to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I took Zion 3 to Timberwolves. Who'd you take 4?
I took Luka Doncic 4.
To the Hawks. I took Steph Curry 5 to the Pistons. And now you're taking Anthony Davis.
To the New York Knicks at 6.
Okay. I had James Harden.
Okay, that's another guy I was considering there because of once again the Garden.
Yeah, it's he seems a lot like a Garden guy. And the reason when I was stuck at 6 and 7, I had Anthony Davis and Harden there.
Yeah.
And I thought Anthony Davis to the Bulls because he's from Chicago.
That makes a lot of sense.
Harden to the Knicks because the Knicks would pick a James Harden probably.
I should have done that for you. I should just gave that as a layup. Yeah, like, put Anthony Davis at the Bulls. I should have done it for you.
I probably wouldn't have taken him there because you had Luka higher. Because next, you're taking Anthony Davis
for the Knicks.
Then for the Bulls, in that case, I'm going to go with Kawhi.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Well, it's just, I mean, he was 5th on my board anyways.
Yeah, he was 6 on my board.
I'm going to stick with Kawhi there at the Bulls 7th.
All right.
And we'll go over the top 10 again. We'll just show this.
So now
we're going a little fast. But we'll go over the top 10 once we're done with the top 10, and then we'll go back and we'll do faster on the other one.
All right. So number 8 is the Charlotte Hornets, right?
Yes.
All right. So.
And that's where I have Luka.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I was hoping Kawhi gets there because they're kind of a boring team, and he's kind of boring, dude. Even though they say it's great on text messaging. Now, I'm not a James Harden guy, but would he be the 8th guy I'm going to start my franchise with here? Yeah, probably. Now, I'm kind of trying to give you a layup here because I'm hoping you go with Kevin Durant next.
I have Kevin Durant 9.
Okay, because I want him to go home to the Washington Wizards.
That's why you messed up my whole thing. I didn't actually think of the Cleveland one for some reason.
With LeBron.
But I had the whole setup where it was like Detroit and Kawhi, like that works kind of. Atlanta and Curry, flashy, right? And I had James Harden, New York, Anthony Davis, Chicago, Luka to Charlotte because he'd be with Jordan. He's Jordan Brand.
Oh, okay. Like, that's cool. I like that.
Jordan would get like a guy like Luka, and then Kevin Durant.
So I'm gonna give you Kevin Durant to the Wizards. I'm gonna take James Harden to the Hornets. I'm not a James Harden guy. But what's nice is Charlotte's not usually on national TV, so maybe I can send James Harden to somewhere I don't have to watch him play all the time. But now, to be fair, he's going to go there. They're going to win games, and they're going to be on national TV a shit ton. And here's something with James Harden here, right? I am not a James Harden guy. I keep saying that. However, you're guaranteed of taking James Harden eighth to make at least the second round of a playoffs year after year.
Yeah,
at least.
Let's do this because I took Durant 9.
All right.
And I think that would be a conversation that a lot of people have is, would you take James Harden right now over Kevin Durant? And I think regardless of whether you hate Kevin Durant or hate James Harden, actually two guys that are polarizing in the sense that there's both guys have very opposition, a big, big opposition side, right?
Like right.
Kevin Durant, some people think he's kind of a bitch. Some people think James Harden's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
And I know.
And they played on the same team. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Winning-wise, Kevin Durant obviously has a better resume, but many people could argue that if James Harden was in that situation, he'd have the exact same resume.
He probably would.
Yeah. So I would take James Harden over Kevin Durant right now in a draft for a couple reasons. One being that the main reason is that Kevin Durant's coming off a torn Achilles.
Yeah, that's same here. That's why I have James Harden, just to let you know. Yeah, one spot above Kevin Durant.
Because he's a little younger. He's been hurt, like he's never had a major injury in his entire career, knock on wood. And Kevin Durant's coming off a torn Achilles. And Kevin Durant's not just coming off a torn Achilles. One thing that we need to understand is he's coming off a torn Achilles after multiple finals runs. After he's also had like multiple Jones fractures in his foot, so yeah. He's kind of had a messed up lower body. But I think that was one of the most interesting ones is James Harden or Kevin Durant, right? And Curry kind of falls in that too.
Yeah, he does.
Like, I bet you. I know I took Curry higher than probably expected at 5. I bet you there's some people that you can make a convincing argument why James Harden should be above both Curry and Durant right now because Curry and Durant have both dealt with a lot of injuries, yep. More miles on their body, both a little older than James Harden. James Harden is weirdly more in his prime than a lot of people.
Yeah, he's only, I think, 29.
I think he just turned 30. But a lot of these other guys, you don't realize it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just turned 30 in the summer. He's turning 31 this summer. A lot of guys don't. I feel like he's seen more of like a
veteran
class, like 33, 34. He probably has another two, three years in his prime.
Now, I'm not going to go out and say this because I don't know what Steph Curry is going to be later on in his career. I feel like Steph is going – I really believe in Steph just like you do for taking him fifth. But I wouldn't be surprised or shocked if from today forward James Harden's career is better than Steph Curry's career.
Me neither. And I think situationally too. I mean, we don't know what Clay is going to be coming back and Steph. And Draymond's digressed a lot. And they have way more miles. I mean, that's the thing is, it's a benefit that they've won 3 championships.
Yeah.
But James Harden's also had 3 longer summers of recovery.
Right.
And the
Warriors went to 5 straight finals. Yeah. And not only did they, I mean, winning 3, but they went to 5 summers in a row of being in the NBA finals.
Yeah, 5 summers is more recovery for James Harden. And being a little bit younger. And no injuries.
And no injuries.
With a plethora of injuries.
Yeah.
So is Kevin Durant. So.
Yeah. If I'm going to predict, and it seems like you do too, because you took him fifth, that Steph Curry will have probably a better going forward career, remainder of his career than James Harden. But I wouldn't be shocked. That's why we have him 5 and 8. We believe in both of them.
You know, I'll read you my top 10 after this 10th pick.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna explain and restructure my top 10. After the top 10, I'm less like strict about where I pick guys. It was kind of just fun. Mm-hmm. The top 10 is where I took it the most seriously.
Yeah, I took about to the top 20. I'd say 23. I took this. I had a lot of trouble here, but number 10.
Well, let me just say before you say number 10, with my I took the 10 through 20 seriously too, but it was less about like, man, can I really take X over X? Mm-hmm. I took Joker and then Jimmy Butler, let's say, right? Yep. Back to back. It's like, either one, right? But with the top 10, it was like, damn, Luka, Anthony Davis. It was a little more finite.
No, fair enough. That's very fair. And my number 10 pick, this is going to probably come to a shocker to most people here, Sammy.
Maybe.
All right, let's see if you can guess.
Here's the thing. A lot of these I felt like could be a shocker, but it's like, I don't know if it is, right? Like, I had Luka at 8, you got him high. I had Curry at 4, you got him a little lower.
Yep. Well, and who has this pick? The Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Does Mike come to a shocker? Did you see? You get one guess, and then I'm going to.
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum that's is correct. Oh, okay, good.
I told you. That's why I didn't even see your list. But that's why I said, I don't know if they're shocked. Because, like, you know, I actually did this for about 15 minutes, forgetting about Jason Tatum. And then I was looking, I saw Kemba Walker's name on a list, and I was like, well, Kemba doesn't really make my list because, like, I just don't know. But then I was like, Jason Tatum. And I was thinking about it. I was looking at numbers. I'm like, Jason Tatum's going to be a top 10 player next year.
Yeah, by next year. Like, and now it's kind of weird because if you – like, now we'll talk about the top 10. But after, like, Kevin Durant at 9, it's kind of, like you said, it's a – there's a lot of different things you can do here.
There's so many.
Yeah. I feel like the top 9 were a lock, right? Those were the top 9 guys.
Yeah, because after that, I'll be honest, I'm not going to say any words. You have the Tatums, Trae Youngs,
Ben Simmons,
Dame Lillard, Jimmy Butler's still young, Joker, Ja Morant.
Yep, I have all those. Yeah, all those guys. And
but Tatum is not in the Kevin Durant, Luka, Davis, Harden, Kawhi, like you said.
No, he's not. He's just one step below. But I think Tatum could win an MVP one year. And as could he be the best player on a championship team if you have the right people around him as he gets better? He's only, what, 21 years old? I think absolutely.
Yeah. I put him there, too, just because you saw what he did taking the Celtics to Game 7 against LeBron James.
Yeah, as a rookie.
Right? And I think he digressed a little bit because they changed the team a little bit. But then it was Kyrie's fault, who's not very high on my list.
Yeah, I dropped him a little bit more than – like I might get to where Kyrie's on my list and just pass him.
Yeah,
I don't want him.
But, yeah, I think we actually had the exact same top 10.
Giannis, LeBron, Zion, Luka, Steph, Davis, Kawhi, Harden, Durant, Tatum.
Yeah, that's shocking. I did not think this would play out to be the exact same top 10.
Me too. I thought you wouldn't have Tatum in the top 10. I thought you had him like 12th or 13th.
It was between him and...
Okay, I was going to say, I thought your number 10 guy is my number 11th guy.
Which is it?
Ja Morant.
No, that's not mine. Okay. So let's recap your top 10 and explain a couple picks, and I'm going
to
do
this. All right, so do you want me to recap my picks, or should I recap who my order of top 10?
Your order. Forget the picks for a second.
Okay.
Well, we're doing a draft, but if you just had all the picks, what is your top 10?
My top 10 would be Giannis at number 1, Luka at number 2, Zion Williamson at number 3, LeBron James 4, Anthony Davis 5, Kawhi Leonard 6, Steph Curry at number 7, James Harden 8, Kevin Durant at number 9, and Jason Tatum at number 10. But looking at that, a lot of it has factors. Like, as I told you, I took LeBron at number 2 because Cleveland had the second pick. But I really think Luka, after Giannis, there's no one else I'd want to start my franchise with.
Yeah, so I had Luka pretty low, and I'm actually kind of reconsidering it now. I think I would have dropped Steph almost back down to 8, right? Like, let Steph go to I'm going to give you my redefined list now.
Okay, so you redefined it a little bit.
Yeah, just I flipped Steph and Luka. I'm going to stick with Steph at my pick at 5 in our draft here, which you're keeping track of our draft.
Yeah, I got the whole draft.
I'm going to keep Steph there, but I'm going to just say if I was just randomly picking a top 10. I'm going Giannis at 1. I'm still going Zion at 2 to Cleveland. I'm going 3, LeBron to the Wolves. And I'm going to flip Steph here with Luka. I'm going to go Luka 4 to Atlanta.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Kawhi to Detroit because he's kind of boring. Harden in New York because that's awesome. Davis to his hometown in Chicago. And then I'm going to put Steph flipping with Luka in Charlotte, where his dad played, where he's from.
That's a good one.
Right? And then you fall right into Kevin Durant, hometown Wizards, and then we both have Tatum at 10.
Perfect.
I kind of forgot the Charlotte Steph, because then you literally have 3 in a row. You have Davis in Chicago, Steph in Charlotte, Durant in Washington.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool, actually.
All right, let's get to 11.
All right.
So you took my guy, Jason Tatum.
I'm so.
And
I misspoke. My 11th guy wasn't who I said. I think my 11th guy is who you're taking at number 11.
Joel Embiid?
No. Okay.
I'm taking Joel Embiid at 11, and here's why. I think the San Antonio Spurs is a great.
That's a great fit
right?
for him.
Like, what's better right now than having Tim Duncan as their who coaches there with Joel Embiid? Trae Young sounds fun. Ja Morant sounds fun.
There's only one Joker. Guy. Yeah. That's who was my 11th guy.
Okay, so Joker is like 15th-ish on my list. So I couldn't – I didn't
– You couldn't jump them
back. I couldn't jump them over Ja Morant and Trae Young. Because in all honesty, I would take those guys over him. And I'm not a big Trae Young guy, but I know you kind of have to take. He's one of those like – he's almost like the Steph Curry risk.
So you're going to take Trae Young a lot earlier than I have him. I'll tell you where I have him at.
But when we get there.
Yeah.
So Joel Embiid, 11 to the Spurs. Because with Tim Duncan there teaching him, and I think with Pop – Joel Embiid would make the most sense. An international guy. That's what Joker would bring to. International guy. Big man. He has a lot of skills that Tim Duncan has. Mm-hmm. And Tim Duncan could probably make him even that much better. I thought it'd be a great fit. And I think Joel Embiid is kind of, in a weird way, one of the most underrated players in the NBA.
Me too. It's just he's never – he hasn't been healthy either. And it's like he – but he's getting healthier.
They also lost on a triple bounce buzzer beater by Kawhi Leonard.
And by the way, it's not that I had like Joel Embiid low. I had him 13th.
Yeah, so it's not that
bad. So, but I like that pick. At number 12, the Sacramento Kings. I'm torn here between Ja Morant and Jokic. But doesn't Jokic just make a lot of sense in Sacramento?
Yeah, he does. Kind of makes sense in Denver, too. That's why
I know.
That makes sense. 12 is New Orleans, though.
12 I have is it New Orleans?
It is.
No, Sacramento.
No, I pulled this straight from ESPN.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I got it. I don't know.
Did you pull it from ESPN?
No, I pulled it from a different website.
Oh, they must I have just been. Did the win losses.
Bro, okay.
Let's make it Sacramento.
Sacramento. So I'm going to go Nikola Jokic.
Jokic to Sacramento.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. I had him going 15th.
He finished top five in MVP voting last year. The guy's never going to be in the world's best shape. He's
actually lost a lot of weight.
He's lost a lot of weight, though, but I'm saying the world's best shape. In Sacramento, Vlade Divac, he's the GM, international guy. I think they just fit well.
Yeah, he would fit there, actually, pretty decently, I think. I like Jokic. I just don't ever see the guy winning a championship. I think there's some other guys that I could see above him hoisting a championship.
Okay,
trophy.
Fair.
12 to the Pelicans.
13.
Oh, yeah, we flipped them.
We flipped them.
I'm going to go with Ja Morant.
All right, that's who you got to go with.
Yeah, he do I think Ja Morant's going to win a championship? I don't know, right? Like, I really don't know. I don't know if he's going to end up being a little Westbrook-ish or James Harden-ish. But what he's doing as a rookie is really freaking impressive. Mm-hmm. He fits that grit and grind Memphis type of culture. And I think it's going to be good for his career. And I think as much as like a guy like Westbrook hasn't won a championship, I think this new era of the NBA, if somebody like Westbrook was 23 years old, he would have a really good chance of winning a championship.
I agree.
Westbrook was in the wrong era because
One era too soon.
We're transitioning now to where I think it's going to be okay to not be a knockdown three-point shooter as much and still use your athleticism. Like, for some reason, you look at the new generation. You have Ja Morant. He's not like a lights-out shooter. You got Giannis, Zion. I think the shooting is going to be key for the rest of NBA history. Yeah.
You'll have, I guess the shooters are Luka, Tatum a little bit.
Yeah, but it's not as specific as like this last 7 years.
Well, I mean, it's going to be really hard for anyone to be Steph.
Or even Clay. Durant. Durant's one of the best
shooters of all time. Yeah.
So I'm going to go Ja Morant. I don't know if he's going to win a championship, but I can see him in New Orleans. It's fun. It's south like Memphis. I think he fits that culture.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, it's kind of, they had the second pick of a draft this year. If New Orleans had the second pick, they're probably taking Ja Morant too.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's the 14th pick? Portland?
Portland, yeah.
All right. Well, easy one. Layup. Damian Lillard.
I had the 14th Portland too, actually. I mean, this is actually interesting. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, this is the 14th pick. I had him as the 14th guy on my board.
Me too.
So it's just like it worked out. And yeah, Portland made a Western Conference Finals.
Last year. Everyone doesn't realize this is like last year.
And you play his career out again. Portland, even if they never win a championship, they'll take this whole career again. And I just think I got to put Damian Lillard at 14th.
I think he's still relatively young.
Yeah, he's young enough, and he likes Portland.
Yeah. He does like the garden, too. There's a
thing today about that.
I mean, he's only 29, so he's a little younger. He says garden's favorite place to play. I was like, ooh. Not
is he talking about the Rose Garden?
No, he's talking about the Madison Square.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to say something about Damian Lillard here. Damian Lillard, while he didn't fit in that top 10, mm-hmm. right, that we had there with Durant, and he is the first guy, and that's why I didn't take Jokic. I took Embiid, him. They're the two guys that are a little older that mm-hmm. are fit. Like, this is actually, I think this is very, this shows a lot of respect towards Damian Lillard. Because he's 30. He could easily be one of, like, 30th pick because it's like, he's kind of in his prime already. It shows that we both have a lot of respect still for Damian Lillard.
I really do.
He's kind of fluctuated between being a really overrated player and a really underrated player throughout his career, I feel like.
It's probably where he belongs, about 14th.
Yeah, and I think I agree. And he's actually higher than that. If we're just talking about who's best right now, he's probably 6, 7, 8 range, but there's only a handful like Luka, Zion, Giannis, Ja Morant, Joker, Embiid. A couple guys you take just because they're younger. If you had them for 1 year, you might be taking Dame.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a very interesting and respectful pick.
Thank you. Orlando.
I'm going to go trade him. I had him at 12 and I didn't want to take him at 12. I had him at 12 because of the young talent, whatnot, right?
You want to know where I had him?
You probably had him somewhere very disrespectful.
Take a guess to see.
Like 25th.
21st.
Yeah. I think you understand, though, that like, if you go through...
No, I don't understand, because I think every single guy I'm about to name next, I'd rather have over Trae Young.
We got to consider what we were considering, which is the long-term, it's a long-term play. We're drafting a team for the long-term. He's an all-star in his second year in the NBA. So we're not talking about he's not better. Ja Morant's not better than Trae Young already. Trae Young he was an all-star starter in his second year.
Well, he got voted by the fans. But
that doesn't matter. He was an all-star starter in his second year in the NBA. That's higher than Tatum. That's higher than a lot of these guys, right? He's on pace with like a guy like Luka, accolades-wise. So as much as you might not like the game, I don't either. I don't like the style he plays. I don't think it's that great. He is a little bit like Steph Curry, and he averages more assists, and it's going to translate to winning eventually. I don't know if that means championships, but it's going to translate to winning. And so I think it's a little – if we have a guy like Dame at – 14, his career is going to be like Damian Lillard's at the worst case scenario.
I don't think he'll ever make a Eastern Conference Finals, for example. Unless his supporting cast gets really good. We don't know that, to be honest.
His career is like a Damian. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Damian Lillard's ever been an All-Star starter.
I don't know about that. But my thing is I still like – I literally like every single person I'm about to name before Trae Young. And then I like Trae Young. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't pick him in my top 30 to start a franchise. I still, like, I'd pick him.
Yeah.
I just I wouldn't pick him that high. But, I mean, it's only five spots different than me?
Yeah, I just think I'm interested to see who you have before because –
once we get to Trae Young's spot, I'll tell you who I had before.
Well, I'll find out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you might take some of these guys too. We'll figure it out. All right, so you're taking Trae Young. Where is he going? Atlanta?
Orlando.
All right. For the Brooklyn Nets, I'm taking Klay Thompson.
Hmm.
Yeah, look, the guy is coming off a torn ACL. I understand that. But he plays defense, and he shoots a three, and he's a cornerstone. One of the best defenders in the league. And his shooting, even after a torn ACL, he never really relied on athleticism and getting to the rim. Like, he scored how many points on how many dribbles? I forget what the exact... 11
dribbles?
11, like, X amount of points on... Yeah, on 11 dribbles, like 50-something points. Literally unbelievable. I love Klay Thompson. I might have him a little too high, but I still believe in him completely as a guy who you could... be the second best player on a championship team. And I think everyone I have left on my board, literally, outside of my top 10, and maybe Joel Embiid, like the top 11 players taken off this board, I think they can all be the second best player, not the first best player on a championship team.
Okay, that's fair. I only have them two spots, but I have him at 18.
Okay, so I don't have two.
There's two guys I would go before him. Like, I'm 100% convinced. Because I've seen this guy that I'm taking 17th.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Grit and grind in Memphis.
I have Jimmy Butler at 17th as well.
Yeah, and I think he's a good fit for Memphis. He plays great defense. He's a bulldog. You've seen it. The only reason I would have taken him ahead of Klay Thompson is the torn ACL, number one, which might affect Klay Thompson defensively. He might not be as elite defensively. Jimmy Butler is still elite defensively. And I've seen Jimmy Butler lead a team. And whether we like the way he leads or not, he's taken the Minnesota Timberwolves from garbage zone to making the playoffs for the first time in how long was it? Like 20 years?
Yeah. Left Seattle Mariners-esque.
Yeah. Left, and Mr. Carl Anthony Towns had them at, what, 20 wins this year?
Yeah.
And then you saw him go to Philadelphia, and in Philadelphia, he was pushing them, like I said, to Game 7 against the team who won the NBA championship in the Toronto Raptors, right?
Right.
Jimmy Butler helped push them to a Game 7. And we saw them kind of regress this year early on, the Philadelphia 76ers. And he goes to Miami now. Miami's quietly a contender for the NBA championship. So yeah. I think Jimmy Butler gets a lot of underappreciation. And I think him and someone like Klay Thompson are pretty similar in the sense of where they should be ranked.
Yeah, very fair. 18 is Dallas Mavericks?
Yep.
All right. So here's the thing with the Dallas Mavericks. Just two guys I have that I really am interested in taking here. And that's Donovan Mitchell and Ben Simmons. And it kind of is like that thing. They're kind of argued who'd be rookie of the year. I'm not saying that Ben Simmons doesn't work hard. I'm just saying I know that it seems like Donovan Mitchell cares a little more about basketball than Ben Simmons. So at 18, just because of that, I'm taking Donovan Mitchell to the Dallas Mavericks. We've seen him play really well in the West and be the best player on a team that's constantly in the playoffs. And he seems like a good leader, seems like a good dude.
Dono.
Huh?
Dono. That's awesome. Nickname. Dono.
Yeah, I like Donovan Mitchell at number 18 to the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I have him at 17 right before Klay. Those were the two guys I was taking before Klay. Donovan Mitchell, realistically, he's probably a better pick over Butler and Klay, if we really want to be honest with ourselves here. Yeah, I think he's 25 years old.
He's still really young.
Klay and Jimmy Butler are both 30, 31 after this year. So for both of us, I know we both just took Klay and Jimmy Butler ahead of him. I think that's a little bit of recency bias because they're really good. But Donovan Mitchell's probably a better pick before those two guys even. Because what he's done with the Jazz is pretty phenomenal. He shows loyalty. He has led a team at a young age. He's kind of led a team at a young age more than we've ever seen Klay, because Klay never really led a team. And Jimmy Butler didn't lead the Bulls to that good in his first couple of years. So,
fair enough.
I think those are very interesting picks. And I know you brought up Ben Simmons. I have Ben Simmons all the way down to 24, so I'm not even taking him for a while.
Okay.
And there's a reason behind that. I just think he's...
Once I take him, tell me.
Yeah. 19. Now, this is where things got a little... I think up to 18, I was pretty set.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of these picks are kind of in a random order, I'm not going to lie. Like, right now, what I have written down from 19 to 27... is kind of random.
And that's the Philadelphia 76ers at 19.
I have the Pacers at 19.
Okay, I have the Pacers at 20.
Sixers are 20th, and they were ahead of them in the standings. So
that's so weird. I don't know what kind of standings I got. We're going to go off. We'll go. Which one are we going off, mine or yours?
I don't know. I took mine straight off ESPN. I did an entire league.
Oh, I know. I believe yours more than mine, but we did switch one of them, right, already?
Yeah, just leave that one switched, whatever. This one will switch too. I'm going for the freaking Pacers.
Okay. Sammy's picking for the Pacers.
I'm picking for the Pacers. So you're going to be picking for the 76ers.
Okay, good. That's who I wanted to pick for.
So I'm going to go. It's a risky pick. I've had him before. PG-13.
Oh, wow. You have him way higher than I do. Not because of I don't think he's good, just because I think he's getting older and more injured.
Yeah, see, this is where I also have... I feel like we have him. I even have him really fucking low, right?
PG-13, like the guy that just went to LA to potentially win a like, imagine if he wins a championship this year, we're gonna be like, wow, that was
so I cool. have him at 31.
I know, and this is where I even thought he was low at 19, right? I understand why he was at 31. Yeah. So I kind of was like, I don't want to take him. He's short, like
that's why, not because he's not good.
He lost his last like six playoff series, I think, yeah. or something like that. But I feel like we don't realize like this dude is playing with Kawhi Leonard right now, and like could potentially be he could potentially be the Finals MVP this year.
Yeah, true.
And if that happens, are we taking him over Clay probably and Jimmy Butler and guys like Damian Lillard probably?
Yeah, very probably.
So I wanted to have him down where you had maybe like in that 30 range, but then I also thought about it carefully and I was like, man, he's the second best player on the third best team in the NBA.
Very fair way to look at it.
Right? I mean, like, Damian Lillard, love the guy. They're fighting for a playoff spot. Paul George is the Robin to Kawhi Leonard, the second or third best team in the NBA. So I was like, I got to give him a little more respect than I do.
No, no, that's a very fair way to look at it.
Slightly convincing, right?
Yeah, it's fair. I'm picking for the 76ers, Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons has been known as one of the best prospects in history to come into basketball since the 2000s. He's been pretty damn good in his career. I think he hasn't worked maybe as hard as people liked, but he's been very successful. So if you're telling me, could Ben Simmons be, if you had the right guys around him and built the right team around him, a championship point guard, a guy who wins the Finals MVP and is the best player on a championship team? Yeah, I think so. I really do. I would like to see him work harder, and maybe that's why I dropped him down a little bit. And that's why I mean, I think he's more talented all the way up to, shit, Jason Tatum at 10. He's that talented. He just hasn't put it together or worked hard. So that's why I dropped him all the way down to he's my 19th spot, and I got him at the 20th pick.
Yeah, I think I like Ben Simmons. I think he has to be a number two on a championship team. So there's a couple guys that I think before him could be number one potentially. So I'm gonna keep him a little lower at 24.
Nay, that's very fair.
But if he can just develop a jump shot like for a second.
For a week, just
he
a week.
He could be like the 12th best player in the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely. So who's the next pick here for you?
For Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yep, okay, cool.
I'm going to go with Bradley Beal.
All right.
One of the most underrated players in the NBA.
I absolutely agree. He's up pretty close to where I have him.
There's a lot of guys right now I'm picking between that are kind of thrown out there up in the air, but I'll go with Bradley Beal. He's a great defender. He's a great scorer. I think he's kind of been in a fucked up situation in Washington, and there's a reason every single team's targeting him via trade right now, and I know I hate those rumors. Sources say the Lakers want Bradley Beal. Like, no shit. So does every team
in the league.
But there's a reason his name swirls everywhere, because people really do want to get their hands on him in a good situation.
No, definitely agree. At 22, I'm picking for
the Houston
Rockets.
Yeah,
he's right. All right. I'm taking – he's going from one place that's really hot to another place that's really hot.
Right. You keep looking at me. It's like we're on camera.
I know. Well,
you're staring at me. I'm wondering, should I look away from our camera?
Devin Booker. The guy can score. He hasn't proven to be a winner at all in this league yet, but he's still young enough. And his scoring ability is just too good to pass up on. And this is where, my next guy off the board is Trae Young. We said we'll revisit Trae Young when I get there. And these are all these guys I had, minus Bradley Beal, ahead of Trae Young.
Yeah.
So if Trae Young was the next pick, I would be taking Trae Young.
I had Devin Booker at 22 as well.
Okay.
But, I've also skipped over some guys. But, yeah, I had him at 22. On my list.
He's 20th on my list. Okay. Trae Young, 21st.
Yeah, I have Booker at 22 on my list as well. There's one guy I'm kind of skipping on purpose. Mm-hmm. And I like Devin Booker. I think he can be a number one ahead of Ben Simmons, and that's why I had him a couple ahead of Ben Simmons. At 23 for me, the Miami Heat, mm-hmm.
I feel like this guy should be off the board by now, and I think he'd be a good fit in Miami just for the culture, is Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
He fits in for me with the PG-13, the Bradley Beal, even the Devin Booker. Like, realistically, I know Booker's really young and has a better chance of making it happen in his career. They probably have the same about chance even now of winning a championship. Mm-hmm. I don't think Booker's going to be much better than a Russell Westbrook in his career. Russell Westbrook, due to his athleticism, still has a good 3-4 years. I mean, he was playing some of the best basketball of his entire career this year. And I just think Miami Heat would be a good fit with him. Pat Riley.
Eric, I could Spoelstra, totally see him in those jerseys.
Yeah, and he would play the right way in those systems. I mean, someone like Russell Westbrook, what would have blessed him the most in his career is if he ended up being traded to like a San Antonio Spurs or a Miami Heat type of organization. Unfortunately, he didn't. But he is the type of guy that if you have the right coach, my God, you could probably win a championship with him as your number one.
Fair enough. 24th is Utah Jazz.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got to go with a guy who just seems like he'd make a really good Utah Jazz player, and that's Pascal Siakam.
I have him at 25th,
so one spot after. Yeah, I mean, I know he's a Toronto and Utah. I know, like, one's a really big city and one's – but their culture reminds me of each other. They're no-nonsense. They're hard-nosed. They play defense. They play basketball the right way, and I think Pascal Siakam would fit in Utah perfectly.
He would. I think he'd be great in Utah, and they're really good with these international type of players. And Pascal Siakam probably he was an all-star starter this year as well. I think probably should be ahead of a lot of these guys. I have him at the same spot as you, so I'm not criticizing your pick here.
He probably should
be ahead of Ben Simmons, Westbrook, Booker, Bradley Beal, PG-13.
You could make an argument all the way up where you took Trae Young at the 15th pick that he should be up there. You can make an argument. I'm not saying he is.
Yeah, and I think if you ask NBA GMs, they'd probably have him there. Like, yeah. Actual GMs. I know we're GMing today, but real GMs probably have him up there.
Did you really got to break the news that we're not real GMs on the podcast?
People know, George. Oh. People know. 26th.
Fifth,
the Denver Nuggets. I'm going to go with Rudy Gobert.
Okay.
Another guy that probably, I'm going to keep saying probably, should be off the board already too. It's really hard.
It's really hard. These guys are all hard for me right now.
I know, but there's just like a guy like Rudy Gobert has been one of the best big men in the league for multiple years. Defensive player of the year. I'm going to go there just because I think he'd fit for the Denver Nuggets specifically.
Fair enough. The Boston Celtics. Two guys I'm trying to choose in between here, and that's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jaylen Brown. And I'm going to go, since he's already on the Boston Celtics, Jaylen Brown. He's not going to be the best player on a championship team at any point in his career. But could he play good enough defense and be good enough to be the second best player on a championship team? I believe so. He could be the second best player on a championship team. It's a safe pick. It's not gonna. This pick is not going to boom, right? But you know it's not going to bust.
Yeah. I mean, he's not even on the list, to be honest. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys probably ahead of him still in my draft. Not a number one. Most guys I'm going for, I feel like Shitter could be number one.
Fair. That's a very fair way to do it.
And I just think there's some guys we've skipped over so far that are already better and could be better than Jaylen Brown, which brings me to 27. I'll just go with him. He should be off the list, which is Karl Anthony Towns.
All right.
I'm not a big Karl Anthony Towns guy. That's why I fell this far. I guarantee if it wasn't me and George doing this podcast,
he'd been gone a long time.
He would have been gone in the top 25. If not, he probably would have gone like where Trae Young was at 15. Yeah. We just don't love watching him play, and I think he's been in losing culture. I hope he proves us wrong because I know he has so much talent. But, like, I can't – now that Jaylen Brown's off the board.
And where is he going? Where is he playing?
The Clippers. Makes sense.
That makes sense.
I can't watch you take Jaylen Brown and just, like, let Cat just keep
going. Sliding up the board. I wasn't gonna let Cat slide much longer than this.
There he is.
Yeah. 28 is the Toronto Raptors?
Yep.
They got the third best record in the NBA right now. That's fucking amazing.
Yep.
All right,
Pascal Siakam should probably be higher than 25.
I know. I'm glad I got him now, but I'm gonna go Shai Gilgeous-Alexander here. I'm taking him with the 28th pick, but I have him all the way at 23rd on my board, so he kind of fell. There's a lot of guys that are falling right now, and he's just a really good cornerstone. I don't know what his ceiling is. He's really he's very raw still. Could he become like a all-star starter? I think so. I don't know for a fact, but he's a high value pick here at 28. I'm going high value here if you haven't noticed.
I mean, I have him at 28. Jaylen Brown is not high value to me.
No, Jaylen Brown is safe for the Celtics.
Sure, Cat would be safer.
Yeah,
the all-star. You know, he was an all-star, which is a pretty good thing. And I mean, there's another couple guys you could technically go that are safe. I'm going to take this one guy. SGA is where I have him exactly at 28 also.
Okay.
I have two young guys at 29 and 30 that I took over Jaylen Brown, which I'm going to mention because I'm going to take somebody else.
Okay.
This is my last pick, right? Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I got 29 to Los Angeles.
God, there's like – you're not going to take this guy. There's like two guys I really want to take, and I hope you take one of them so I can just take the other one and not feel bad.
Is it De'Aaron Fox?
No, he's right after them.
Brandon Ingram?
But he's one of them, yeah.
So those are the next two guys on my list. 29 is De'Aaron Fox. Look at his numbers. If you don't have him in the top 30, I don't know. I have to make sure he was in there. It's really hard not to have him in the top 30.
And here's a guy I want to talk about just real quick. I don't think he's going to be in our top 30. Where is Victor Oladipo?
I have a list. Let's get to that one right there. I'm trying to explain my last pick here. 29. I have De'Aaron Fox and Brandon Ingram at 29-30. There's one guy left. I have to take him, even though I don't know if I would take him in real life. To the Lakers, you're going to take Kyrie Irving.
I know.
Has to go in the top 30.
He really does. I have him 18th on my list, by the way.
Just skip it over?
Yeah, because he's going to ruin my franchise.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Because he's not a great teammate. But if you're the Los Angeles Lakers right now, actually, the thing about this is realistically, in the draft, and you're sitting there, you say, we could take De'Aaron Fox, okay. We could take Brandon Ingram, okay. Like we had him, like we traded him. Or we could take Kyrie, who can maybe bring Durant to town. You could maybe bring a Giannis. Kyrie has power in this league.
Yeah.
The Lakers would for sure take Kyrie.
I'm so glad you took him, by the way, because like I didn't want to take him. So. Your team, however I do believe it's a really good team that you're building. I mean, these are all separate teams, but let's just say this was your team. It was really good. You just lost all your chemistry overnight.
No, my chemistry should be great, bro.
All right, number 30, I have two guys I really wanted to take, and that was Brandon Ingram, and the other one's Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo.
And I am going to go with Bam Adebayo with the 30th pick to the Milwaukee Bucks. Another guy, I don't think he'd be the best player on a championship team, but could he be the second best? Yes, I believe so. He's pretty good. Guys that I'm skipping out on here, I guess, like all my top 30 is not – only one left in my top 30 is Brandon Ingram. He's not off the board. Kemba Walker, Chris Paul, Zach LaVine, Victor Oladipo, and De'Aaron Fox. Like those guys – all like could have gone there as well.
I didn't have Bam, which now I would probably put him in my other list.
Mm-hmm.
I had De'Aaron Fox at 29, didn't go. I think Bam was a great pick because he should be in the top 30 probably. I'm looking at De'Aaron Fox really quick. The reason I have him at 29, well, disappointed he didn't go. I think what was it this year? Let's see. This year he averaged 20 a game, 20.4 points. And 6.8 assists on 47% field goal percentage.
That's pretty damn good.
This team is having a breakout year right now. I mean, like, they were making a push towards the playoffs at the end of the season. They're playing their best basketball. So I had to have De'Aaron Fox there, Brandon Ingram at 30. And then I had a fuck ton of people on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So probably I would add Bam there. I in absolute no way, shape, or form had Zach LaVine. And
I had to put him there just because he's talented. I wasn't going to take him, though.
I had him no way, shape, or form there. I had some guys that I wouldn't take because they're older, but they should be mentioned, which are LaMarcus Aldridge, Draymond Green,
Blake Griffin,
Kemba Walker, CP3, Kyle Lowry gets forgotten a lot.
He really does.
Those guys I had to mention. I just wanted to say their names. Like I didn't forget about you. You just didn't make it. And some of the other guys that had Rolando Ball, Jalen Brown, Victor Oladipo, and Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay, yeah, Porzingis, I didn't make my list because of his injury history, so I wasn't sure how good he's going to be. I guess I'll tell you the rest of my list. These are guys who were not picked. Kemba Walker, Chris Paul, Zach LaVine, Victor Oladipo, De'Aaron Fox, Jamal Murray, Nicholas Vujicic, Jamal Murray, CJ McCollum, RJ Barrett, Devontae Graham, Buddy Hield, Sabonis, and Michael Porter Jr.
Some of these guys are such works in progress. I kind of just left out all the work in progress guys, like Michael Porter. Like, I guess my others list, your others list was a lot of like the Sabonises and guys like that. Yeah. Vujicic.
I knew I wasn't going to take him in the top 30.
Yeah, my other list was more like, you know, Blake Griffin might go. Kemba might. Like, Kyle Lowry. Some people like him.
Yeah.
Mine is a little more like the older guys showing my
showing respect.
Showing my respect.
Yeah. Do you like I just threw Devontae Graham there?
Yeah, like he's not even in the top 50.
No, he's not, but let's just recap real quick, Sammy. Recap your
I got my squad if you want to recap my squad.
Should we recap your squad or should I just I want to recap also the top 10 picks of the draft.
Okay.
All right. So if you remember our top 10 picks of the draft, we had Giannis going number one. Luka Doncic going number two. Oh, no, sorry. That's in my draft board. Let me go back to our actual thing. So how about this, Sammy? Let's do it like this. You tell me the team name. I'll tell you who it went. Here's our top 10 picks.
You want me to tell you who the team name is?
Yeah. So this number one pick, the team is, and I'll say who was taken.
All right. I'll just tell you who I took, and you tell me who you took.
Okay.
Golden State Warriors. I took Giannis. Antetokounmpo, however you might say it. Two was the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And I took LeBron James at number two. Number three?
Three, Minnesota Timberwolves. I went with LeBron. Oh, no, I had him on my list. I went with Zion Williamson. Surefire pick.
Very good pick. Number four, I went with Luka Doncic to the Atlanta Hawks.
Five is the Detroit Pistons. I went with Steph Curry. A little early, but I went with Steph Curry.
Number six, the New York Knicks. I took Anthony Davis.
And then seven, I took Kawhi Leonard to the Chicago Bulls.
And number eight, I took James Harden to the Charlotte Hornets.
Number nine, I took Kevin Durant, Washington Wizards. Hometown.
Yep, a nice hometown pick. And number 10, to round it off, I took Jason Tatum to the Phoenix Suns.
My squad is so freaking damn good.
I like both squads quite a bit, actually, to be completely honest with you. Let's recap both squads. I mean, they're actually not really squads because they're all separate teams. But like,
I know it's my GMing squad.
Your GM squad, yeah.
Yeah, I like this more than the top 10 in general. My GM squad, I'm going to go. I have all my picks too. I went Giannis at one, Zion at three, Curry at five, Kawhi at seven, Durant at nine. That's my fucking Giannis. Giannis, Zion, Curry, Kawhi, Durant. And then Joel Embiid, Ja Morant, Trae Young, Jimmy Butler, PG-13, Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook, Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns, and Kyrie. I got a lot of guards, bigs, small forwards. Let's call it balance.
I like that. I went with LeBron James, Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Jason Tatum, Nicholas Jokic, Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson, Donovan Mitchell, Ben Simmons, Devin Booker, Pascal Siakam, Jalen Brown, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Bam Adebayo. I looked up Jalen Brown's stats, by the way. Let's see, what do you think he's averaging? A little better than I even expect.
Probably 19 and something.
20 in six boards. A little better than I expected.
Yeah, I mean, he's not good. I just don't find him that amazing.
Yeah, I mean.
That's how it is.
I have him. I feel like after the 20th first person on my board, which is Trae Young, is like, or Pascal Siakam, should I too? After Pascal, it was really like, it's a crapshoot, man.
Yeah, I guess we never know. I'd be very interested to see actual like GMs do this too and see where some of these older guys would have fallen, right? Because. Mm-hmm. Would a GM actually take Russell Westbrook at this point? Would they actually take a Kevin Durant to start their franchise who they know likes to be mobile and might hate being drafted to Memphis, coming off a torn Achilles, right? Like, it'd be very interesting to see actually team by team GMs how they would.
Yeah, but I think you're saying with Russell Westbrook at 23, like, at that point, you're like, dude, this is value. I think they would, personally. Yeah,
like,
I don't
know. If he can have one good year here, we can trade him, kind of like Houston did with Chris Paul.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. And what OKC's doing with Chris Paul right now.
Yeah, they're going to get some, they might get a great package from a championship contender next year.
Yep. This is a lot of fun, by the way.
Yeah, great time. A lot of fun. I like, I think it's very interesting with the exact same top 10.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised. I wasn't surprised by 1 through 9, but the Jason Tatum thing, you said, oh, are you taking Jason Tatum? I was like, wow, we really are thinking way too much alike. I don't like it, man. I like when we're arguing about shit and be like, oh, James. I mean, I took James Harden and you took Steph Curry.
I'm not upset. I don't like arguing. I'm not Skip Bayless. I'm not Shannon Sharp. I'm not trying to just yell at each other.
Oh, I know. But I can't believe I got James Harden. I hate my team.
Okay. I'm just saying, I'd rather have a good conversation about hoops than argue about who's taking what, you know?
Yeah, no,
we're trying to be sports radio redefined, George, not a Stephen A. Smith.
I know. It's just it's not about that for me. It's more like I'm just surprised at like the consensus that I guess that's like usually we don't have consent. Usually, you know, we think a little bit differently about these things. But it seems like we pretty much, other than Trae Young and Jaylen Brown, we're like pretty straight agreement on the board.
The Trae Young one is I don't care what you. I don't like Trae Young that much either, but like, there's no argument for him not being, like, at his age, not being in the top 15, top 12. There's literally, like, it's just, there's not. If I bet NBA GMs would agree with this, I'm sure. I mean, I think they do surveys every year of like who they're. Yeah. What do they do?
NBA GMs are fantastic. Also said Carl Anthony Towns 5 years ago was number one. Sometimes it just doesn't pan out.
I mean, he's still a top 20 player in the NBA.
So. Yeah, but I wouldn't take him number one. I'm just saying, like, it's all subjective, right?
It's all subjective, but Trae Young was the starter in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I know, but you, like, it doesn't mean that all GMs would take him top 15. Like, I think you could take him top 20. It's not like, it's five spots different. That's my point.
It's all, okay, you just said it's all subjective. Yeah, it's not subjective that Zion's going to go top 3.
That's not subjective, no.
So it's not all subjective.
No, no.
That's my point, is that I think there's some guys that are like,
yeah, I agree with that.
There's some guys like Luka and Zion and Giannis and LeBron. And probably, that's Kawhi. That was my point. I think Trae Young's probably in that conversation in the NBA, given the fact that he did what he did in his second year, which, whether I like it or not, personally, it's the same shit as James Harden. Like, I think some guys just play a brand of basketball people don't love, but it's hard to take away from understanding it's actually pretty great basketball.
It's fun to watch. Like, Trae Young's fun to watch, kind of.
Yeah, he's a lot like Steph Curry.
Yeah, no, it's fun to watch.
Curry, I think at the end of his career, we'll like watching Trae Young, too.
All right, no, hopefully.
Same thing. Episode 620 of the That Being Said podcast with the Jerjul brothers. If you're still here with us, don't forget to send submission of some funny siblings or family stories of how we'll start the pod from now on. Even if you just have a really cool story you found out about athletes that you found online, you can send it to us too. We'll talk about it and shout you out. You can find us at The Sports on Tap on all platforms. If you type in The Sports on Tap on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever it may be, that's how you'll find our pod, or type in That Being Said podcast with the Jerjul brothers. And we're at www.thesportsontap.com. George?
What's up, man?
I appreciate everybody listening. And I think everyone should give us some 5-star reviews. And I want them to know, this is Sports on Tap.
And this is Sports Radio.
Redefined. That was opposite.
I know. I did on purpose.
Enjoy the pod. Enjoy the pod. This is the end of the pod. Enjoy the
end of a pod.
Yeah, enjoy the end of the pod. Much love. Peace.